Yes. We know he got six for at the Gabba in Kepler Vessels' first test, but we want to talk about the incredible performance of both David Warner and Matt Renshaw yesterday at the SCG. Then we'll get to the Sixers as well. Good win for them. Great to have Jeff Henry Lawson on the line. G'day, Henry.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's very early in Brisbane. They don't have daylight saving up here. Very backward.
Yeah, it's yesteryear. So you obviously watched the cricket from afar yesterday, Henry, being up there in Brisbane.
That was the viewing of the test match before the Big Bash game, and what a contrast in styles that was. Two, one tall left-hander, one short, chucky left-hander, and making them at different rates.
Yeah, it certainly was, Henry. David Warner, you know, there's only four other men who scored 100 in the first session, but look, they dished him up some lollygobble bliss bombs, and he smashed them to all parts, didn't he?
Well, I got to say, I mean, a couple of guys made hundreds, but that was some of the worst test match bowling I've seen for a long, long time. It really was a combination of half volleys and long hops. And you don't have to bowl poorly today, Warner, to go for a lot. So when you do bowl poorly, I mean, I thought he was on schedule for the quickest 100 in test cricket after the first 20-odd balls.
Yeah. And we've been talking this morning. We haven't been critical of Matt Renshaw, but just recognising that there are deficiencies to his game. And indeed, there's deficiencies to David Warner's game, and they're very hard to exploit at different stages. But it feels like Pakistan, like, what is Mickey Arthur doing in there? We spoke to Steve Rixon earlier. What are they setting plans and they're not being followed? Or it seems like that's not the case, that there is no plan.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they have plans. I mean, coaching staff don't go into any game without a plan. I mean, you've really got to think that the players aren't following up. Right from the very start yesterday, and Imran Khan, who's usually a pretty reliable medium pacer, bowls pretty straight, keeps it tight. I mean, he just bowled terribly wide and short, and then he overpitched. And once Australia got away to a good start, they just couldn't drag it back in. And, you know, it's a first-day pitch. It's a very good batting first-day pitch. It didn't spin very much. And look, I also think Yasir Shah, he's a good bowler. He doesn't like bowling to left-handers. He's a much better bowler to right-handers. And he just doesn't know what to do to the lefties, what line he wants to bowl or what field he wants for. And so I think they got a bit lost in that. But, yeah, I mean, you can't have a tactic unless you're delivering the bowl with delivery. And they certainly didn't do that yesterday.
No, they certainly didn't. Jimmy mentioned Matt Renshaw. If you were bowling, Henry, where would you bowl to him?
Well, for a guy who plumps that big front foot across, I mean, you'd love to just get in close and start to bring the ball back into him and get a little LBW, wouldn't you? Might angle across him, you know, head something to the slips that we normally do for left-hander, and then just bowl down the line. But you have to set your leg side field. He does score on the leg side, so you just plug it up. You'd have to bring another one over.
Yeah.
One in front of the square leg, one behind square leg, both saving a single. And let him to keep playing across the line, and, you know, you're going to get something there. Stopping him from scoring seems to be reasonably easy. He's not a quick scorer, but he's got great patience and great discipline.
Correct.
But you would think there'd be some pretty obvious plans to bowl to him.
Yeah, you would thought so. You'd give him cover and you'd say, right, go on. If you can score 100, you're going to have to hit 20 cover drives. And I reckon that might be a little bit of a problem to him. So anyway, that said, well done to him, 167. Now, let's move forth to the night match, which was... Well, it was looking a bit shaky there for a little while when Brendan McCullum came out and started spanking him everywhere, and then Chris Lynn came out and hit a couple of sixes, but the sixes pegged him back and then chased down 180-odd.
Yeah, mate, it normally looks shaky when Brendan McCullum starts playing shots, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he'd got such that powerful lineup, you know, with Chris Lynn following McCullum and Jimmy Pearce hits it well up the front, which he did, and then Joe Burns at the back. I mean, and then that pitch, you know, tailor-made for him and a couple of short boundaries. A very, very hard block to contain. And they got away to 70 in the power play, which wasn't great. And then we dragged it back beautifully. So, you know, 180 is the average first inning score there.
Yeah.
They got 186 with a six off the last ball. And then it took the veteran Haddon in the middle.
Yeah.
To clock a few and get the run rate going and finish off. In many ways, it's the classic 2020 game, isn't it? You know, the run rate never got out past about 10.5, which is Brisbane's quite doable. So, yeah, great win off the second last ball. And I think they had 32,000 in. Yes. Still out of the Gabba, so all good.
Dan, Hughes was the star, 85 from the 55 balls, as you mentioned. Couldn't quite bring it home, got out in that last over. But we talked about him earlier. You know, early on in his career of what we saw at Big Bash, he was a bit of a knicker and nudger, and now he seems to have developed, physically he's developed as well. Where do you see the Dan Hughes taking his career, Henry?
Well, he's going to be one of these players where 20 over cricket at the Big Bash is just going to make him a better and better player. Expands his game, able to loft the ball down the ground, hit the ball straight down the ground last night, in the air and on the deck as well. And that's something he didn't really have the power to do. Great through the covers and, you know, great cutter. But now he can hit the ball hard down the ground. So he's having a great Big Bash so far. We've just got to keep him on the park with those dodgy hamstrings.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. You lose a couple of players now to the English team, the English T20 team.
Yeah, so in fact, I'm just getting in the cab with the two Poms right now.
Okay.
So we're sitting there off with Trevor Bayliss tomorrow.
Yes.
Off to their England duties in India. So Sam Billings and Jason Roy are off tomorrow. We've got to get a couple more in, so that'll be a challenge for
us. Have you got a replacement yet, or...?
This stage, we're still just in the final. We did have Martin Guptill thought of, but he's got a hamstring injury, so that's made it a little bit tougher to find someone. Mm. It'd probably be another Kiwi, I'd say.
Best team that you've seen in the Big Bash this year, Henry? Who do you think's the team to beat?
Well, I'd love to say the Heat. They've been pretty good. The Hurricanes also had a pretty good win as well the other day. Look, it's all so close in the back. Anyone can beat anyone on any given day. So it's just, you know, who turns out on the day and someone gets that big score. Or in our case, we've got some bowlers doing a really good job. Obviously, Sean Abbott, but Will Somerville's been terrific. And, you know, it's everyone's got to make their contribution. I reckon just about any team could win the Bash at this stage.
Yeah, a little bit of momentum. Just on Sean Abbott, he's credited you with a lot of the success in his bowling.
He works hard in his game. You know, he's a young, hard-working professional. He's an all-rounder, so he does all the work with his bowling and go out and do his batting. So, you know, he deserves all the success he's having.
Yeah, 12 wickets, and the nearest leading wicket taker is 6.
He was good again last night.
So, yeah, he's got double. Let's go back to the SCG. How do you see it playing out today? We think probably middle of the middle session, Australia looking at a declaration, and by then they'll be, well, if they keep scoring the way they are, they'll be near enough to 600.
Well, that's right. He's just bat big in the first innings, get around that 600 mark, and then, you know, the wicket's just going to turn. It looks so brown, and it played beautifully. Day one, very good batting wicket. It'll start to turn a little bit more today, and then it'll be set to Stephen O'Keefe and Nathan Lyon to weave their magic webs. I think Sock will be licking his lips at the prospect.
Yeah, be good, won't it?
He certainly will.
Just taking you back to 1982, 26th, 27th, 28th and 30th of November, first innings of England, GF Lawson, 6 for 47. We weren't looking at that because of that. We're looking at Kepler Vessels, 162, but happy days, Henry.
Yes, well, I mean, batsmen can't make runs unless bowlers bowl sides out. You know that.
How come Tomo didn't take the new ball, Henry?
Well, by that stage, he wasn't bowling that quick, to be honest. He was, you know, he'd had the shoulder injury and he was coming back from a few other little niggles and he was kept in reserve. He wasn't quite the firebrand Tomo then. He was quite a handy bowler, but he wasn't bowling rockets at that stage. So he gave it to the young people who could bowl fast.
Where was the great DK Lilly in this match?
Knee injury.
Fast bowlers never got injured back then.
Was he being rested?
He was on rotation. We rotated him out.
And then we rotated. I think what we find him might have rotated Terry Alderman as well. Crash tackle the Spectre.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that was the same test match. So he was out with that shoulder injury, which affected his game for a number of years. And Dennis was coming towards the end and had no cartilage left in his left knee, so he had to have all the bits and pieces taken out every 6 weeks. So he was in a bit of time off. So we had a very accidental attack, I think.
It was GF Lawson.
Who managed to go on and win those Ashes back.
Australia won by 7 wickets, so did the job, Henry. Well done. You've done the job this morning. We appreciate that. 1353-53, the open line number. Thanks for that, Hen. We'll speak again.
See you, gentlemen.
Jeff Lawson in a cab there with the two English players, Billings and Roy. Yeah, can you say that? Not sure you can say that. Anyway, he did.